You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The Wire.
I don't know, and frankly the whole thing gives me the heebie-jeebies.
The Wire. So this week on The Wire we are focusing indeed on education, starting today with a general overview of the sector here in New Zealand. This election, issues such as national standards, charter schools and te reo in schools have generated a lot of attention. Given this, earlier I spoke to the New Zealand Council of Education researchers Kathy Wiley about the state of the education system, where it is at currently and where it is heading. What do you make of the current state of the education system? Do you think it's in a healthy state?
We've got actually a far better system than people sometimes realise, and when we look on the international stage, what I see is a system which has got lots of strengths about it, but it does need a bit more support and coherence to it. We've got an education system that's slowly changing from one that was suitable for the 20th century, and it's now people are really wanting to work on the things that are going to be stand us in good stead for what is a very demanding set of circumstances ahead of us. So I think there's all sorts of things going on, lots of energy being put into things.
My follow-on question to that would be, what do you see working at the moment?
Oh, that's such a huge question. What's working well at the moment is we have a very the New Zealand curriculum, which came in 2010, is a really fantastic document that other people who come to New Zealand envy, because what it did was put together knowledge areas, which, if you like, is 20th century, with thinking about what we needed, the skills and dispositions, particularly around critical thinking and problem solving and developing student agency. And for the first time we actually included what's good teaching inside this curriculum. And so it really has opened up the landscape, and people were very enthusiastic when it came out. So they've got a great framework there now that needs just a bit more support, and so that people aren't left to reinvent the wheel at every school and every classroom.
Could we be doing more to maximise student learning?
We could. This is what people are trying to do, making use of the New Zealand curriculum. And they want to go deeper, which is how you maximise it. And they've realised that students just aren't empty vessels that you try and pour some content into, and that they regurgitate. I mean, that's a very crude way of saying it. But actually thinking, think of students that they take agency in their learning, they feel that they've got not just something to contribute, but that they actually have to be, have to know what their goals are, work towards those, have a better sense of their own strategies for good learning. So, people are aware that we could be going much deeper and richer than we've been able to do, and they'd like to do that.
Who do you think is being left behind in the education system?
We've got the groups that have been left behind are the ones that have been left behind for a long time now. So we've got Māori and Pacifica, kids from homes that are socially disadvantaged. We've got we've made a lot of progress that kids with additional learning needs that a generation ago people would have said, oh, we can't teach them, but actually people have learnt a great deal about how to reach kids who might be struggling and with some intellectual disabilities. But so we've those kids, it's really thinking about how do we there's been quite a lot of attention pay. We can see what the need is, and then it's back to, well, how do we keep improving our teaching and learning, and how do we make better partnerships with kids' homes? So that's another frontier that people in education are working on.
What do you think of quantifiable assessment schemes like national standards?
we've avoided some of the pitfalls that they have overseas when they have, you know, like tests that everybody has to sit and they're exactly the same test. We've avoided that, and we've avoided some of the pitfalls that other countries have fallen into when they make teachers and schools accountable on the results of those standardized assessments, because if you do that, you don't actually see any gains in, you know, in the system overall. So we have got national standards which provide an overall picture of how students are doing, and we've got NCEA which provides that as well, but allows for different subject areas. So they'll give you a picture, but they won't. They by themselves, they're designed for the system level rather than, you know, what's actually going on in a kid's learning, that a teacher and a learner and the parents, if the information is shared, can be more attuned to.
How much importance do you place on digital learning to meet New Zealand's education priorities?
You know, digital technology is with us, and you've got to think, how do we make the best of this? And it's been interesting that it does take a lot of financial resource and a lot of time resource, and if you don't approach it and make the, you know, if you just ask it to do whiz bang things, you don't necessarily get the best bang for your buck or the best learning out of it. So there's been a lot of hard learning along the way about what is useful out of that technology and what isn't, and when to use it and when not. So I think it's, you know, you can't not have it in schools and in teaching and learning now, but it's not the thing you should rely on to make a big system change.
Do you think teachers have enough support?
No, I don't. You know, we've had self-managing schools in New Zealand since 1989, and we've left teachers and principals and boards of trustees to, you know, in a way, they've had to reinvent the wheel, and you know, the New Zealand curriculum I spoke about earlier—that's really so rich and powerful, but it does need better support from the Ministry of Education to provide guidelines and to provide ways that people can, you know, make it put things together well for the particular students that they're working with. And it just needs, you know, just a bit more connection in our system.
Now, you've done research into the future of education in New Zealand. What do you see as the main priorities going forward?
Well, so NZCR has done research into the future. So I've got colleagues who, like Rachel Bolstead, who you couldn't talk to, but she's organising a conference this week on games for learning and how to make the best use of them, what kind of games are the best. But we in the NZCR, we do talk a lot about what does the future look like, and what we see is that you can't, we don't know what the future is looking like. We know that we are, you know, that the students and teachers are going to be creating it, and that the best thing we can do is ensure that students leave school with a range of knowledge and a motivation to keep learning and the skills to be able to do that well. So when I talked about the New Zealand curriculum, that is a future-focused curriculum, because it thinks at depth about what are the things that would enable people to do well and to work together well, and not just take things for granted and be very agile in a world that is changing incredibly rapidly.
Kei te whakarongo koe ki te Wire, marunga irirangi pō.
The Wire. That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.